I attended as a delegate earlier this year the Irish Congress of Trade Unions conference in Belfast. And at that conference there was a discussion about the treatment of migrant workers here. But the discussion was wider, I'm glad to say. Not because of anything I said, but because of a content of the report of the General Secretary, David Beggs. And anybody who knows the trade union movement will know I'm not necessarily a cheerleader for the executive of Congress. But in this respect, they raised the whole question of asylum seekers and did give an undertaking to campaign on the issue, and I think that's important. But in the debate, there was a discussion, because there's probably no country on earth that has sent as many people abroad as Ireland. And of course, it's not often spoken about. But in Lancashire and in other parts of Britain in the 19th century, employers, when there were strikes, particularly picked out Irish people who only had the Irish language, so that they couldn't communicate with British workers. One such was Michael Davitt, who at 11 years of age had his arm pulled off him in Lancashire, was raised in Britain, grew up to be a Fenian, and a man that founded the Land and Labour League. So there's a long history of Irish immigrants leaving this country and making a contribution to liberation and advancement in the societies that they found themselves. And I just want to say, now and again, somebody should give a cheer for people who have the courage to break out of their circumstances, not necessarily know where they're going, but have the guts to want to better themselves and look after their families. And it was a very humbling experience at this meeting for me tonight.